back to the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield IMG College. Now let's return courtside to the Frank Kearns broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Back here on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up as we get things set. Georgia Southern falling to the Chattanooga Mocs in the first game of the Holiday Classic, 96-87. Joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And this was a game that was back and forth much of the middle part of the game. And every time Chattanooga seemed to try to make a run, Georgia Southern would make a run of their own. And you got to like the fight from your team today.
Yeah, you know, Chattanooga is a seasoned ball club. And so I knew it was going to be a challenge for us on the road. And I didn't expect them to shoot as well as they did. I think they shot lights out today. And so that made it difficult for the different defenses that we showed.
When you look at what Chattanooga was able to do, what were some of the things that you weren't necessarily expecting from them this afternoon?
Well, they shot 52% from the three. So, I mean, that's a really good night for them. They shot 82% from the free throw. And so even the young ladies that we were trying to foul at the end that were poor free throw shooters knocked it down. So I thought, you know, overall, and then 56% from the field, I mean, anyone that shoots lights out, if we can score 87 points on a regular, I think we'll be good. But we gave up 96 points to them tonight, and so I just really think I wasn't expecting them to shoot that well.
You look at what you were able to do as far as turnovers are concerned. We talked about it before the game. Just 16 turnovers by Georgia Southern, forcing 25 from Chattanooga, and it turned into 29 points for Georgia Southern.
Yeah, if we could have figured out how to kind of get them off kilter a little bit, you know, eventually they end up getting comfortable behind that three-point line. And so ultimately that's just what hurt us. But like you said, I like the fight from our young ladies. You know, I played some of our freshmen in clutch minutes just to see, you know, put them in that predicament. And so hopefully this will pay off as we get ready to play tomorrow and get ready for conference.
One of the things that you talk about a lot is never giving up, no matter what the score, no matter what the time says. Take you back just a couple of seconds left in the game. UTC was trying to just dribble it out. Georgia Southern comes out high and traps. What does that say about the fight for this team to force them to take a timeout when really and truly it doesn't necessarily show up as anything in the stat sheet, but it really means a lot to you, I know.
Yeah, you know, you never stop playing. And that's why I said if we're up 20, down 20 or whatever, you know, you never stop playing because as long as there's seconds on the clock, we want our players to play. And so we always say we want to start early and finish strong. And so you got to finish strong regardless of what the score is at that time.
With a quick turnaround, you were able to watch a little bit of Western Carolina before our game started this afternoon. What's the biggest thing that you see from the Catamounts going into tomorrow?
Again, another veteran ball club. You know, they have a lot of seniors and juniors in their lineup, and so I expect them. You know, right now, if you look at, you know, the records of teams that we're playing, you might say, oh, you know, they don't have a good, strong record. But just like Chat, I mean, these are some really solid teams that we're playing. So Western is another team that they don't have the strong record right now, but they play really well against Georgia State earlier today. So we just got to come back, shake this one off, and get ready to try to get another win tomorrow.
Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. As a final score this afternoon, Chattanooga tops Georgia Southern 96-87 here from the third floor of the Georgia State Sports Arena. That'll wrap things up for us this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, the tip-off between Georgia Southern and Western Carolina. Another former SoCon foe coming in to take on Georgia Southern. That'll be a 1 o'clock tip-off, 12:30 airtime on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. For all involved, for Chad Jackson with sports information, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.